we are providing then a great portion of nutrients that will not be digested, will serve as a substrate for microorganisms' growth. So if we adjust this in diet formulation, possibly we can reduce diarrhea, improve gut health.
We want to thank the innovative companies and products whose support and trust make this podcast possible.
Fortiva, creating ingredients for impact to support animal resilience and health. Learn more at fortivaimpact.com. Kemin invites you to optimize swine health and nutrition. Dive in at kemin.com/swine. DietForge.ai, AI-powered feed formulation with non-linear ingredient modeling and real-time collaboration. Finally, modern software for modern nutritionists. Essential Ag Solutions, bringing innovative science-based solutions to livestock producers. Barnes is your trusted partner for Colon Plus FC, enzymes, yeast products, and macro minerals. To learn more, visit barnes-na.com/animal nutrition.
Welcome to the Swine Nutrition Black Belt Podcast, where we explore the science behind swine nutrition. I'm your host, Jorge Estrada. And today in our podcast, we have Dr. Urbano Dos Santos Ruiz. Dr. Ruiz is a professor at the Luis Quiroz College of Agriculture, which is at the University of Sao Paulo in Brazil. He has been involved in swine nutrition for over 15 years. And today we'll be talking about the age of the pigs and the effects of the effect of that age in amino acid and phosphorus digestibility. Dr. Ruiz, it's a pleasure having you in our podcast. Welcome.
Thank you for inviting me to participate in this podcast. It's a great pleasure to be here and talk about the digestibility of amino acids and phosphorus in pigs.
Awesome. And the nice thing about this kind of, you know, this kind of platform is that it allow us to talk to many people around the world, and we're glad to hear, you know, some of your experience with the topics we're going to discuss today. So we'll just dive it right into it. So crude protein, right? Amino acids and behaviors. It's a very relevant topic in commercial swine production. So let's start with this question. So do pigs digest and absorb amino acids and phosphorus differently as they get older? Or, you know, what are your insights in this topic?
Yes, I think to begin, there is evidence that the energy digestibility of feed ingredients changes as the animals grow, and in some feed composition tables we have different energy values for feed ingredients according to the animal's age. For instance, in Brazil, in the Brazilian tables, we have values for growing pigs and for the adult pigs to formulate the diet. But there are also scientific evidence that this change occurs not only for energy, but also for amino acids and phosphorus. And this is the topic we have been investigating from maybe 5 to 6 years to now. We have done some trials here evaluating some corn co-products for pigs in different ages and the capacity of the animals to digest the amino acids and phosphorus. We evaluated 4 different ages. We divided the pigs into the initial phase, animals with around 10 kilograms, then animals in the growing phase with 30 kilograms, the finishing with 80 kilograms, and adult sows around 160 kilograms. And we performed digestibility trials with corn and gluten meal with 21% crude protein and 6% crude protein. And defeated the germ corn gluten. And we found great difference in the digestibilities of amino acids and phosphorus. For instance, for phosphorus, we found difference from 40 to 50% from the youngest to the adult cells. And for the amino acids, difference of almost 100%. So I think there are a lot to explore in the evaluation of feed ingredients to pigs according to their ages.
Fortiva is moving beyond feed additives to create foundational ingredients that work with your pig's physiology to support resilience and health. With proven technologies like Ambitine, Flow Matrix, and Endura, Fortiva helps you address the toughest challenges in swine production. From gut health to growth performance, together we can make animals more resilient in the face of future challenges. Learn how at FortivaImpact.com.
Excellent. So, as we are aware, right, I mean, the chemical composition of the ingredient, right, the fiber, the starch, etc., you know, that changes the digestibility of a feed ingredient. Have you noticed or have you been able to understand if, according to the age of the animal, the chemical composition of that feed or that specific feed ingredient is changed or, you know, changes according to the age of the pig?
Yes, Jorge, this is a very good question. And we noted that independent of the chemical composition of the feedstuff, the digestibility of amino acids and phosphorus changes according of the age of of the animal. But the magnitudes of these changes are different depending on the chemical composition of the feed ingredient. And this, the reason for that is because these changes depends on some physiological changes in the animal, for instance, in their capacity to produce enzymes, in the rate of passage of the digester, which changes according the growing of the animal. But the other part of this difference are explained by modifications in the gut microbiota. So, depending on the fiber concentration of the feed ingredient, and also in the type of fiber, if more insoluble or more soluble, the differences in the digestibility of energy and also of amino acids and phosphorus will vary differently. For instance, for the ingredients that we tested that had higher contents of dietary fiber, the difference were greater than for the ingredients that the content of fiber was lower. Specifically in that trial that we did here, the corn glutamil had almost 40% of dietary fiber, and the corn glutamil with 6% of crude protein had a much lower dietary fiber content, around 12% expressed in neutral detergent fiber. And the difference between the young animal to the adult animal was lower for the low fiber ingredient than the difference for the high fiber ingredient from the young animal to the adult. It's important to say that for all the nutrients, amino acids, phosphorus, we found statistical difference, but the range or the extension of this difference were different depending on the content of fiber.
Awesome, man. It is fascinating how, you know, pigs, you know, I mean, they develop very fast, right? I mean, there are some species, you know, poultry and, you know, definitely, you know, pigs that they, you know, as you're saying, you know, the metabolism and all that you know, the physiology is changing. So, but let's go to the best part of the show. Usually at the end, we ask, okay, you know, what are the practical implications of this, right? So, I mean, does it make sense to use different nutrient matrices, you know, or values for feeding greens depending on the age of the pig? You mentioned that, for example, you know, the Brazilian tables, they do have that differentiation. From the practical standpoint, what are the benefits of doing something like that? Does it make sense?
Yes, yes, another very good question, Jorge. In the Brazilian tables, we have the differentiation only for the energy values. And we have two energy values. One applied for, used for growing animals, and the other for adult sows. I think we can extend these differentiations for amino acids and for phosphorus, and we can have more categories, not only values for growing pigs and for adult pigs. We can divide, at least for the very young, the pigs in the pre-initial or initial phase, in one other category for growing and finishing pigs, and another for adult pigs. For instance, if we consider the piglets, we are feeding them or formulating diets for them, considering a greater amount of nutrients that they can digest and absorb. So they, we are feeding them we are providing them a great portion of nutrients that will not be digested and will serve as a substrate for microorganisms' growth. So if we adjust this in diet formulation, possibly we can reduce diarrhea, improve gut health. And the opposite is valid for the sows. We are feeding them more nutrients than they need because the nutrient digestible values of the feed ingredients for the sows are greater than the ones that are in the tables. So we are providing them more nutrients that can be converted in fat tissue, which is not desirable for sows, for instance. So I think these adjustments will promote a better growth performance, or at least will allow for adjustments that will make the feeding of the animals with a lower cost, with less nutrients to be excreted to the environment. So I think the possible gains of adopting different nutrient matrices of ingredients for pigs can be very, very important for swine production.
Excellent, right? And then, yeah, as you're saying, especially, you know, a lot of nutrients, but within that, you know, net energy for the stage of the animal will be very relevant from that standpoint. Well, Dr. Ruiz, thank you for joining us today. Unfortunately, that's all the time that we have, but we hope, you know, we can see you around here in the next opportunity.
Okay, thank you very much, Jorge. It was very nice to be part of this podcast today. Thank you.
Excellent. Everyone, thanks for listening to the Swine Nutrition Black Belt Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and leave us some awesome comments and join us in our next episode.